Grace called her about 15 minutes ago, but didn't get her and left a message.
She said she's ready to go. She'll be at the grocery door.
Okay, thank you.
Sierra, this is Ricky. Do you copy?
Hi.
Next week when we go to the other scheduling, when a person gets off of work and they have a time that they have already set up, do they still need to call in?
Are you referring to switching to the new system?
Yes. And I'm referring to my 3 o'clock guy that I usually get, and he's not done around 3 o'clock. So do I need to change that time to a different time, and will he still need to call in?
Yeah, so if he's not always ready by 3, then he would need to adjust that and maybe do 3:15 or 3:30. He can always call when he is, if he's done early, but he needs to kind of push it a little bit later. We are working on getting everyone pushed over ourselves, so since he is on a repeating, he should be already on the new system.
Is he on for a later time?
Yes, just to avoid no-shows, he would need to switch at another time. Is he always ready before 3:15, or should we do 3:30?
No, it's between 3:10 and 3:15.
Okay, I'll schedule it for 3:15, and that's referring to the one you're going to pick up right now, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, I got him pulled up in the new system. I will make that adjustment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you have any other questions, he can give us a call. He should be getting a text message shortly with those changes.
Okay, so then he will not need to call unless he gets off earlier or obviously if he gets off later.
Correct. If he gets off later, the ride would be marked as a no-show and he would need to call to request a new ride. So that's what we're trying to avoid, is marking as no-shows.
Exactly. So I will explain that to him. Thank you so much.